Okay, Rav Hirsch, good morning, good morning. Rav Hirsch sees a lot of allusion in Parshas Lech Lecha to all the foundations of the Jewish people and how Avraham Avinu in so many ways was really that foundation and the things that he did to make sure that the Jewish people would begin in a certain way. So let's begin right at the beginning on the Pasuk Lech Lecha, Me'aretzcha Mimolatetcha. And again, I probably got through half of the 140 pages of Rav Hirsch and Lech Lecha, but his karnu kol zos kedei lahadgish ma'arav erikah shel ha'moledes b'machshavas ha'safa ha'ivris. That we put a tremendous amount of emphasis on the place that a person grows up, the house that a person grows up in, the country, the community. Achein lo mitok zilzol b'erikah shel moledes nedresh ha'prisha me'amaretz b'shas ha'nachas ha'yisod l'uma ha'yehudis. When Avraham Avinu was beginning the foundation of the Jewish people, God tells him he needs to break, he needs to separate, he needs to go by himself alone. Hipucho shel davar, just the opposite of her says. Harachas ha'yisodos ha'ela me'idal godol ha'nisayo. No, we believe that family and country and community play a tremendous role in a person's upbringing. But says Rav Hirsch, that's precisely why God told Avram he has to absolutely split. And that's why it was such a big nisayon, it was such a big challenge for him to leave his family's house and to leave where he was. Lo harachas erech etzem abdidus shehutlal Avram hamido so benigud gamur l'tkufaso. This was against his whole time period. Lo harachas erech haprat elorikas ashilton zuhay saruchas shel adar sheich levnos binyan pe'er b'sismas. Naselanu shame. Now we didn't really focus on this last week, but in the Tower of Babel, Rav Hirsch writes extensively that the sin of the people of the Tower of Babel was it's all about the community. Whatever the community decides, whatever majority decides, that's the way everybody has to be. Naselanu shame. Let's make for ourselves one big tower. We're all going to be part of one community. Everyone's got to follow the same thing. Everyone's got to be exactly the same. Ah, okay. Lo harachas erech haprat elorika zashilton, right, big government. Zuhay saruchos shel ador sheheichel livnos binyan pe'er b'sismas naselam Hashem. Kach nital min ha'adam erko ha'ishi. So the sin of the Tower of Babel, says of Hirsch, man was robbed of his individual value. V'sofo shehapach lemachshir greda lelevena b'binyan. Man is like just a brick in a building. Hapeer shel nitzigut meduma shel hatzibur. Ruach zu mitapachas es emunas hashav b'samchusa habiladis shel arov. Just follow the majority, whatever they're saying, right? If the majority says kill all the Jews, then you follow the majority. That's what it is. B'sofo shel davar, kol erech mekudash b'enei harov, any value that is sanctified in the eyes of the majority, ne'eratz v'nikdash gam b'enei kol yachid. That's what every yachid has to believe. You have to blindly follow whatever the masses say. V'hinei emes. Now, says Rav Hirsch, it is true that we do care about the tzibur, we do care about the community, we do care about the value of what the majority of people say. Suma la tzibur liyatzei erchem na'alim. The tzibur is supposed to take upon itself important values. We do believe that the community, as a community, has a responsibility to espouse certain values, and we care about the community. Right? You're not supposed to be porish minat tzibur. Ulam, however, bereishis hayahadus ne'emar, at the very beginning of Judaism, the very first commandment of any Jew was lech lecha, lecha, le'atzmecha, v'harei ze erech na'ale od yoser. Even more valuable than being part of a community and making sure you do what the community wants, even more valuable is making sure you are doing what you as a specific individual feel is the right thing. Lech lecha. Go for you, for yourself. Ein ish rashai lomar. A man is not permitted to say, ani tzadik v'yashar behet'em le'ofna. That I'm a tzadik as compared to the general rule of society. Kol adam achra'i al atzmo klapei Hashem. When it comes to man's relationship with God, a person can't just look around and say, the people of my shul are a certain way, so I'm a good guy. I'm like, you know, I'm like the average guy in my shul, so that should be good enough. I'm like the average guy in my community, that should be good enough. I'm like the average guy. That's not enough. A person has to look at his own personal abilities and talents and growth potential and achieve according to his own personal potential. If most people are doing something that you feel deep inside, you know that's not really what God wants, even though most people are doing it, if it's not MS, avodas Hashem levadecha, then you're obligated to go to a desert island and go to a mountain and serve God the way you personally think. If you think the whole community is messed up and is going in the wrong direction, you're obligated lech lecha. You're obligated on your own very personal spiritual journey. Yes, it's true a person has influenced by his land and by his family. He spoke about that at length earlier. Wow. Our connections to Hashem have to be stronger than our connections to our birthplace and even to our family. Our connection to Hashem has to be more important to us than our connection to our family. How would we ever have been able to survive as a people? And how are we going to be able to survive as a people in the future? Right? Avram is called in this week's parasha, Avraham ha-Ivri. He learned how to live as a minority. The Jewish people are a minority. The Jewish people in the United States are a minority. We're supposed to, and wherever we are, and Rav Hirsch is talking to the Jewish people in Germany, we're a minority. You can't just say, well, if this is the morals of our time, that's enough for the Jews. That's not the way the Jews are supposed to be. Yahadus al pi ruach hazman. Judaism based on the winds of the times, that is not what Judaism is about. Hamcha'a ha'charifa bi'oser, the protest, the sharpest protest against this. Al kach hi ha'mitzvah ha'rishona shnemar la'avram. Lech lecha. Judaism based on the times, the biggest protest against that is no. Be your own man. Be your own individual. If the whole place says X is the normal zeitgeist, so we are commanded to lech lecha, to be alone, to be different. Hein am levadad yishkon. That's the first commitment. Klum. Klum haisa hofa'ato rishonos Avram mat'ima l'ruach hador. B'soch tocha shel kazdim, bavel, ashur, tzidon, mitzrayim. Ha'alos ha'tayva v'akoach. Zu haisa hatafal pi ruach hatkufa. B'soch tocha shel kazdim, bavel, api ruach hatkufa. Ha'alos ha'tayva ba'asya. Ha'alos koach adam v'utzem yado v'shlilash chayrusim b'mitzrayim. Rayon ha'kel nishkakam b'kol leiv. The whole idea of religion was being forgotten from people. Barak sri demuat nivatshula, only a few humble people. Ad shekama Avram b'ofia b'olam. All the zeitgeist of the time was about the power of nations, the power of communal institutions, until Avram came. And he rejected all the idols. V'sha'a she'olam kula b'gesh l'siyashev likno z'chuyos ezrach, hu v'iter amolato z'chuyos av ha'ezrachios. He rejected his he became a wanderer. The kafar and he rejected with clear statements all of the gods of the nations. To do this, it requires a lot of toughness. And complete belief in what the absolute real inner truth is. For that you need stiff-necked stubbornness of a people, a Jewish stubbornness, a Jewish stiff-neckedness. This was the first test placed on Avram. The end he talks about Mansabach, we'll skip that last piece. Bottom line is that we are called upon in life, in the workplace sometimes, and even in our communities, even in our Jewish communities sometimes. If the whole Jewish community is heading in a certain direction and we feel that that's, and we know deep inside that that's not the truth of what God wants, we have to be like Avram, lech lecha. You got to be different. Sometimes even all of us are asked to go against our families If our families are headed in a certain direction, we don't believe in, and we know that something, just because it's in the family, that doesn't give us a right to be a certain way. This is Avram Avinu, Lech Lecha. The Jew has to have the courage to be different, to speak out when he knows something to be wrong, to be able to even be against the whole world. That's the beginning of Judaism. Let's continue. Im nisponei od. Now he's talking about the first three psukim. Nimtza. B'shloshes ha-psukim ha-elim u-kapel is called Tamsis ha-historia ha-yudis. Classic Rav Hirsch, right? He basically says this every parasha. There's like a few psukim. These three psukim outline the entirety of all the obligation of all of Jewish history. The pasuk ha-rishon, lech lecha me'aretzcha mufia Avram rak kiprat. This is him as an individual. Lech la'atzmecha. Ha'ez lihios levadecha. Have the chutzpah to be alone. That's what God tells Avram. Have the chutzpah to be alone. The pasuk ha'sheni, eschal l'goy gadol v'avarechecha v'agadlo shemecha v'heyei bracha. Kvar mufia ha'am. This is not the command of the Jews to be an individual. This is the command of the Jewish people to be one big family, one big nation, to strengthen one another to be the same way, to be following Hashem. Achadayin ein lo magayim amem echerim, but you still, there's nothing about other nations. And in the third pasuk, after the Jewish people can strengthen themselves to be their own nation, then the Jewish people have an obligation to be an or lagayim, to be a light unto the other nations, to interact with all the other nations of the world in a positive way, and to be Hashem's representative as a nation in terms of interacting with other nations. Pasuk ha-shlishi v'avarechecha kvar mara es Yisrael b'yachsel amem acherim. Birkas Avram kvar tfliya birkas acherim. V'yishkan mizim l'kalos, even some people curse him. Tafkida shel Avram hayol is bodeid v'shalak bodanem Hashem. B'shlav sheni notzer umam e'Avram zeh. From this Avram was created a nation. Asa adavar l'skalge l'sgalos sh'Yisrael u'briya elokit shniya b'historia. Right, the Jewish people is the second spiritual creation in history. Oh, and it's because of this that the Jewish people were destined to be a people dafka, not in their own land. B'chesron kol moledes. Meaning, I should say like this. Meaning that they were not born. They were not born in a specific land. And again, this is Rav Hirsch speaking in Germany. Let's remember. Ilu Yashav Yisrael al Admaso Me'az Hayusa Lagai, had the Jewish people been living in the land of Israel at the very beginning of their creation as a nation, Lo Hayabo Mishim Etzba Elokim Bebchinas Maisa Hashem, Ve'escha Lagai Gadol, Mi Yitzchak Vaad Yitzias Mitzrayim, that Va'avarechacha Oz Et Acha Be'eretz Zavas Chalav Udavash, only then, only after you're a nation, am I going to bring you there. Va'agadla Shemecha, Lo Agadel Shemecha. Yesh b'yedei Hashem levarich Adam v'uma. God could bless whoever he wants. Ach Hashem yochal rak lahabia mash'ela sheyasigu ma'la musarit. God could only ask of the Jewish people and task the Jewish people and bless the Jewish people and encourage the Jewish people sheyasigu ma'la musarit u'masehem yiyu l'mofes. God can only invite us as a nation onto the journey and to allow our spiritual journey to be a model for all nations. Shekein davarzat tali b'ne'emanu sam l'torah ha'elokit. This, whether the Jewish people is going to heed the call, that's up to us. That's up to each individual, and it's up to us as a community. V'chein, einu omer v'hayisa bracha, you shall be a blessing. O v'tiyeh bracha, ela, please, I'm asking you, v'hayyeh bracha, I want you to join me. It's a call. That pasuk is a call out to all Jewish people. V'heyei bracha. B'shtei ha'milim ha'ela. In these two words of v'heyei bracha. Mikupal kol ha'tafkir ha'musari she'bekiyumo toloi mili osam ha'shela. Ritzoni l'gadel es shemecha. I want to make you into a great nation. Heyei ata bracha. I'm asking you. I'm begging you. Be a blessing. Join me on this journey. Join me. Be a part of this nation that's supposed to be a blessing. But it's not a guarantee that you're going to be part of it. You have to join. You have to join in. Ritzoni la'asos chala'am. She'yeh mar la'goyim. I want you Jewish people to be a light unto the nations, to be a model people that the people should be able to look at to see how is it that you're supposed to act. I want you to be that nation that in the workplace people look at you and say, This is the way a mensch acts. This is the way somebody who has a higher calling behaves. I want you to be that. Ha'amim yabitu el ha'am hazeh. U'miyad yizkir es tafkidam. I want you to be that nation that nations are going to look at, and nations are going to be able to understand, oh, this is the way a nation is supposed to be. I want your army to conduct itself in a way that all other armies should say, this is what the appropriate way that a person should conduct himself in battle, or the way a person should conduct himself in life. What's your job as a Jewish people? To be a blessing. To be a blessing to the world. Let's continue. But again, the point here being rehearsed says, the psukim are written in such a way as to, I'm calling you, inviting you on my journey. I'm inviting you on a spiritual journey to be a light unto the nations, to be a power yourself. But it's up to you. It's up to you as individuals. It's up to you as leaders. It's up to you of the community to live up to that standard. But it's not a guarantee. God's not saying, I'm not making it happen by myself. I need you to join me in that journey. Let's continue. Oh, now, Avram Avinu, there's a whole business with Lech Lecha. There's a whole discussion. It seems from the simple pshat in the psukim at the end of Noach, gentlemen, that Avram and even Terach set out on this journey before God commanded them anything. Right? Lech lecha me'artzcha v'latcha v'beis avicha el ha'aretz asher areka. The way Rav Hirsch understands is like this. Avram and Terach set out on a journey. Terach died midway, right? And then Avram continued the journey. And Avram wanted to go to the land of Israel because Avram had already seen the special spiritual powers of the land of Israel. God never told him to go to the land of Israel. God said, I want you to leave your house. Go. Leave. Become somebody. Become somebody special. Have a relationship with me. And Avram looked and said, okay, he discovered that there's a God, and he said, let me think. If God wants me, lech lecha, if God wants me to be my own person, if God wants me to be a spiritual giant, where should I go? And Avram looked around at the lands of the world, and he knew already, as you're going to see in 1 second of this paragraph, he knew already that the land of Israel had certain spiritual powers. And he decided to go there. And once he got there, God said, ah, you got it right. This is where I want you to be. This is the land that I want your children to have. So let's take a look at this. Hine, Hashem yatsa mehester apanu v'nir el Avram rakan. God only actually appeared to Avram. Rav Hirsch learns like this. God spoke to Avram beforehand, but he didn't actually appear to him. Now again, I don't know exactly. He says, I don't know exactly what the difference between appeared to him and spoke to him is. But something happened there. You only have the word Vayera. You only have the word and God appeared to Avram. Right? Before Eretz Yisrael, you only have God speaking to Avram. The Torah says God spoke to Avram. God spoke to Avram. Only in Israel do you have, and I think it's in Pasuk Vav, that's what he's commenting on. I just got to get to the right page. So, yeah, thank you. Yeah. So, Vayera Asher Avram Pasuk Zayin, right. That's the first time you have God appearing to him. Till this point, you have speaking to him. So let's see what he says. Hine, Hashem yotza mehester apanu v'nir el Avram rakan. Ulam. However, he says, Chai Avram haya kodesh l'Hashem zeh chamesh v'shev m'shana. He was already following God for 75 years. Why did he wait all of a sudden till now to appear to him? Hu pa'al v'sava l'man Hashem. He was already breaking idols. He was already being saved from the fiery furnace. He was already, you know, recognizing God and trumpeting God's and arguing on Nimrod, and he was doing all these things, right? Hu pa'al v'sava l'man Hashem gam olarta kfar shamas kol Hashem. He heard God's voice already in his land of his upbringing in Haran when he heard God saying lech lecha me'artzcha. He already heard that. Afal b'kein be'eretz hazos nira lo Hashem b'pam harishona. God appears to him for the first time. V'kach horu lo mishamayim. Oh, and this was God's way of teaching him from the heavens. Sheha'aretz hazos nivchara bidei Hashem. This land was chosen by God. Uba tachel shechina lashuv l'tachtonim. And this is going to be the land that God's presence is going to appear even down here. God's presence is going to be felt in this land more directly and more acutely than anywhere else in the world. That's the land of Israel. Look what he says. Oh. V'hein zu ha-matara ha-klalit shel ha-historia ha-enoshit kula. again. And this is the whole goal of all of mankind. Be'eretz hazos hishalchu b'nei Adam l'rishona. This was the land that Adam HaRishon was created in, Rav Hirsch is going to say. This was the first land that any humankind was in. Bah o b'sviva sahaya gan Eden. Either in the land of Israel or close to the land of Israel, that's where there actually was a place called Gan Eden. He nitzla al pi ha-mesores mishoas ha-mabul. The Medrash says that the land of Israel was saved from the destruction of the flood. That's a Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah. V'hayse efo ke'en karka basula. This was like a virgin land, a land that was untouched, that was not ruined. The ha'aretz hazos nivchara b'yidei Hashem. This is the land that was chosen by God. Uba hechila shchina l'shuva l'aretz. V'hine. Hamakom hazeh bo hechila shchina l'shuva tachtonu m'achrei alpayim shana. Ah, the same land that God decided to return to after 2,000 years. There's Rav Hirsch's allusion to the return. Nikra makom shchem. Shchem, now again, he's going to talk about this pasuk. Right? This pasuk, Vayavar Avim Ba'aretz, Ad Makom Shechem, Ad Elon Morev, Haknani Az Ba'aretz. What does Rav Hirsch see in this pasuk? Listen. Shechem lo noda letihila Ba'aretz Yisrael. Shechem is the worst part of the land of Israel. Hipucho shel davar. Hi ha'isa yidua l'shimtza, kimakom shabo shchiche rotzchem. The Gemara says in Shechem there were a lot of killers. Hi ha'isa megadelos anashim chamei mezeg. Shelibam hayagas behereg v'retzach. Their hearts were thick with murder. Davar zem isbar mitoch horaos arei miklat. Right, the ear miklat had to be there. V'divrei hanav romz l'chak derech yirtzachu shchema. V'gam gilad hamak bilala. Gilad was right near it. Be'evar hayardein. Kuryu mitam zeh akuma midam. It was full of blood. Elon moreh. V'mokam zeh hayahar evil v'har grizim. Al Adama Achas Isrom Mushne Haram. In one land there were two mountains. Baale Ofi Minugad Lechalutin. Elon Moreh was home to Har Grizim and Har Evel, two opposite mountains. One mountain grew and flourished and developed all kinds of flora and fauna in a way that was beautiful and majestic. And the other land and the other mountain right next to it, barren, desolate. Nothing grew there. Says Rav Hirsch. Ha'echad morik gigan poreach v'kulo omer bracha v'asheni tzchiach v'shomim v'kulo omer klala. V'od nemar l'amakom hazeh v'aknani oz baret. Kvar oz sha'a HaKadosh Baruch Hu hisgala l'Avram, the hour that Hashem revealed himself to Avram, shechinas achil ashuv, kvar oz haya aknani baret. V'hein yodim anachnim, we know who these knanim were. Haknani, he darder ba'aret hazos ad l'dyuta tachtona. Shel shchisus musaris. The Knanim were a corrupt, base, horrible people. Ad shehakel harachum ba'atzmo gazar aleim gerush oklaya. So what's the point? God reveals himself in this land, which has the most incredibly great spiritual potential in the world, and at the very same time has the most incredible great potential for destruction and disgustingness and worthlessness and horribleness in the world as well. Says Rav Hirsch, Anachnu roim efo. Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'chadish esa enoshus. God wanted to restart mankind after the flood with Avram Avinu and task him with the job of bringing mankind up to the highest levels possible. U'lahachzir shchinas l'tchom aretz. God wants to bring his shchina back to the land. L'shem kach bachar ba'eretz shahaysa amnam misugelas l'kach. So God chooses the land of Israel, which is very worthy of that. V'anashim achayim ba al piratzon Hashem yichol lahasik ba kol ma'ala musarit. And I would submit, gentlemen, that when a person is choosing where to live and where to strike his roots, a person has to choose a place that he knows is going to be a place that he feels he can grow spiritually. That has to be the most important decision in a young family deciding where they're going to live. Can I grow spiritually in this place? Can I develop? Can I serve God in this place? And God wants the world to start over with Avraham Avinu in this place. Ach. Ke'az, kein, achakach, chayu ba b'nei Adam, she'eshchisu es darkam v'neschayvu klaya. V'kach gama Torah nitna b'midbar. That's why, says Rav Hirsch, the Torah was given in a desert. L'lamdenu. She'iloi ha'adam einenu taloi lo b'makom lo b'zman. B'makom zeh, the reason why the Torah was given in a desert is that a person can potentially grow anywhere, no matter who else is there or what else is there. B'makom zeh bo higia hashchisos l'si'ah, to its pinnacle. Bo hechel hashchina l'ashev al'aretz. The place that was the most corrupt on the earth, that was the place that God decided to rest his place in. V'nimtzein l'meidim. Emes, we learn from this, as Rehersh. Both things are true. Both opposite ideas are true. Emes. Tiv ha'aretz sos yesh bo kedei lahashpia al tiv ha'umos utchunasan. The nature of the land has the power to influence a nation and its characteristics. Ulam, however, haskula ha'elokit sheba adam, man's spiritual makeup and his spiritual powers, his spiritual uniqueness, hakosher liskos bekirvas Hashem, the ability to be zocha with closeness to God, hem behaseg yada shel kol uma v'lashon. This is within reach of any nation. What's that? Bilafland kimo biyavan. What is
Lapland? Lapland is a desolate area in northern Europe.
Oh, thank you, Herbie. Thank you, Herbie. Bilapland kimo biyavan. B'makom megurav shel Avram yicholim gam rotzchem lagur. In the place that Avram Avinu lived, killers could live as well. V'adama achas yicholal aseis es arotzeach b'tzad hanavi. One land, even though land has a huge impact, could be a place where a killer and a navi reside side by side. Achein mirubim pituya shel haaretz hazos yoshvei. Yoshvea higiu ad l'siya ha'shchasa. The arts ekiosam, the land spit them out. Ach, he nivchara b'yidei Hashem v'hu nata ba'es amo. It was chosen by God for him to place his people here. She'af hu einenu ha'nichna sheba'amim. V'yisod ha'pavu k'shei orif. It comes back to that same thing. We're a tough people. V'im yatzliach ha'davar v'achenu yatzliach she'esh das, the fire of Hashem's das, titzareif es'am hazeh al etzim ha'adamah hazos. Shuv ein lecha uma v'lashon she'esh das l'osucha l'tzarif osa u'lekayv esliba l'osa esh das. Nitzachon ha'kdusha hechel ba'az sheva'umos. The victory of sanctity started with the toughest of the nations, b'kasha sheba'aratzos, in the toughest of the places. Achein, yoshvei ha'aretz hazos chayavim livchar bein si ha'aliyah ha'musarit le'bein si ha'ashchasa ha'bahamit. The people who live in this land have to choose between the degradation and the disgustingness, and between the highest of the elevated, refined character, bein bracha v'chayim lebein klala umavas, itachen shebrera kitzonit zu mesumelat ayidei shechina shnei ha'arim. Says Rav Hirsch, this choice was embodied by the neighborliness of the two mountains, Har Grizim haporeach b'tzad Har Evel hashomim, v'chashivus yisera nodas lakach. The first national altar in Knesset Yisrael Arts lo nivne b'har grizim. It wasn't built on the flowery mountain. Ela b'har evel hashomim, and Yoshua was built on the desolate mountain. Habracha hi totzah v'lo tznai shel binyan hachayim al pi ratzon Hashem. Blessing happens through building life based on God's will. Binyan zeh einenu zakuk l'kol hanachah chitzonit mukdemet. This building of a Mizbeach doesn't need the flowery mountain. Mizbeach HaTorah HaElokis Yachol Libanos Al Adama Shomema. You can build God even on a desolate mountain. V'yitachem B'sofo Shel Davar Shezu Gam Mashmot Elon Moreh. Listen to this. What is Elon Moreh? I mean, Elon Hu Ilano Choresh Olodas Unklos Mishor, a plain. Musag HaYisodu Ayal HaKoach L'spateach L'skadem V'chem Otzinu Eretz Karov L'Eretz. He wants to say Elon Moreh. This was the plane that went between Har Grizim and Har Eval, and this plane was Moreh. It was there to teach us. This plane was there to teach us. To teach us what? To teach us that the Jewish people can survive whether you're on a Har Grizim or you're on a Har Eval. And again, I didn't stress the point. Rav Hirsch talks about it. Rav Hirsch talks about how there's a reason why Avram chose this land. This was the land of Adam and Chava. It was the land that mankind started. It was the land that people already were being makriv karbanos. I thought I had included that part, but apparently it skipped it. But he said, as great as the land was, the land also had killers and rotzchim. And a precondition for a Jewish person being successful is not that he has to be in a place. We're supposed to choose a place that's going to be the most conducive. But the start of the Jewish people was, we had the ability to exist. We have to reject the bad that's around us. When we have the ability to do that, even if we live in a corrupt place, even if we live with people who are corrupt and leaders who are corrupt and people who don't have the same values as us, we have the ability to be that we have to realize that we have the ability to not be like everybody who's around us and to be that Orla Gayim and to be Baalei Musar. That's what's symbolized by Har Grizim and Har Eval being right next to each other in Elon Moreh in the land of Israel. That one land, one mountain was flourishing and one mountain was desolate. You could have, when you're a Jew and you're following HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dictates, you could survive even in a place that's Megadel Rishayim, is Megadel wicked people. We are a stiff-necked people. We are a tough people. We are a strong people. And we can exist side by side with evil. We can do that. And that's what Jews are sometimes called upon to do. Now, we have two pieces left over here. The next piece I'm just going to tell you about outside. It's very simple, the next piece. The whole lesson of the next piece is very simple. Now, what happens? A famine comes to the land, and Avram leaves. And Avram commits what some Rishonim refer to as two terrible sins. And that's the Ramban. The Ramban says that Avram sinned two terrible sins. Now, so interesting. Rav Hirsch spends about 10 pages. I shouldn't say that. Rav Hirsch spends about 10 paragraphs explaining how it's totally okay that the Ramban says that Avram here sinned a great sin. The Torah is not shy to talk to us about the sins of great people. Great people are not perfect. And God doesn't demand perfection from everyone. And He does demand us to work as high as we can to get as close to perfection as possible. But the fact that the Torah describes sins of great men should not be surprising to us. Because the Torah wants us to follow these great men. And if these great men did not have any sins, we would say that we have nothing to learn from these people. They're perfect. They were created perfect, and I'm not created perfect, and I have a Yetzirah, and I have trials and tribulations. I can't be like this. God can't hold me up to the standard of Avraham Avinu. But if Avraham Avinu sins, then he's somebody that I could relate to. And I could say, oh, he sinned, but he was still godly. He still was able to break the idols. He was still able to be a man against the tide, so then I could be that way too. And he, you could read this paragraph at home because it's very simple and very easy. The idea is very, very simple. He says that there's nothing wrong with saying that Avram sinned. It happens to be the rehearsal then goes on for 5 pages, which I don't have here for you, to explain why he thinks Avram did not sin at all. He thinks that leaving Egypt when it was a famine is not a sin. He thinks that we have a rule, Ein Som Chanal Anes, you're not supposed to rely on the miracles, and you're supposed to try to find food wherever you could find food. And if there's a famine in the land of Israel, Avram understood that God was telling him to leave. And there are plenty of other Rishonim that say that way as well. Rav Hirsch didn't make this up. The Ramban's famous shita was Chet Chata, it was a Chet Peshogig, but it was a very bad sin to leave. And further, many Rishonim say, Avram lying about Sarah's status, that he was married to her to protect himself, was also a sin, according to some. Rav Hirsch says he doesn't think that was a sin at all. And he has a very elaborate, fancy, and interesting explanation, which I didn't think there was all that much to learn from. I skipped that piece. But it was. He holds that was not a sin. But I think the point for us is very, very important. Everybody sins, and Jewish leaders also are not perfect. Jewish leaders are not perfect. And we can't expect perfection from people. And we should learn from those people who we think are on a high spiritual level, even if they're not perfect. And that's a very important lesson that Rav Hirsch says as well. I'll just show you one line. in the second paragraph. Ein haTorah ma'alima es hashkios hashkagos v'hachulshol shel gedol Yisrael. The Torah does not hide the mistakes, the weaknesses of gedol Yisrael. V'dafka al-yidei kach hi matbia al-sipureha es chosam ha'emes. That's how you can believe all the stories in the Torah. The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu got angry at the Jewish people one time, you could believe it when the Torah says that he was anav me'od mikala adam. He quotes specifically that example. So that's important. Our leaders are human beings, and we should not reject our leaders out of hand if they sometimes make mistakes, because that shows they're human. Now again, there are mistakes, and then there are mistakes. Right, there are, you know, I'm not suggesting that if people have problems at their core, we shouldn't be tolerant of every mistake that people make. But Avram Avinu sinning by, again, this is the sin of Avram Avinu by, you know, making a mistake in judgment, according to the Ramban. He should have stayed and relied that God would help him. This is the land that God showed him. By bolting from the land, he was showing a lack of trust that God would help him and save him. That's the Ramban's approach. Rav Hirsch disagrees with that. Again, Rav Hirsch can't disagree with the Ramban, but he has other Rishonim that disagree. So I think that's important. We shouldn't expect perfection. And we shouldn't get turned off. I was talking to somebody this week who left religion because she didn't like the way some rabbis were talking to her or were dealing with certain things. And she left the religion totally. Not everybody's going to be perfect, and you can't throw the baby out with the bathwater, as the saying goes. Take a look at the top line here on the last page. La'olam ein zemi tafkidenu l'lamed sanigore al gedol Yisrael. We don't have to defend the actions of gedol Yisrael. Ein heim zkukim l'sanigore shalana. They don't need our defense. Ein heim soblamasa. Hatorah chasuma b'chosemes ha'emes. The Torah is sealed with the seal of absolute truth. And if someone violates a din, you have to be truthful about that. You can't defend it. If a great person sins, then he sinned. You can't defend it. The emes kav yisod shel gedolei parshaneh umoreha. Kol zeh ilu ne'elatznu be'emes lomar kedas ramban chet avram chet gadol b'shkaga. Those are the words of the Ramban. And the Rav Hirsch writes, and the Ramban is certainly worthy enough for us to follow his opinion, for us to trust his opinion. Chata Avram chet gadol b'shkaga. Avram sinned a terrible sin accidentally. I remember, you know, a bunch of years ago, one of my great rabbeim got up in front of a very public forum and said, I was wrong, I made a mistake about something in a very celebrated case. Not for now. Anyway, the last piece here. Chinuch, how could I ignore something that Rav Hirsch talks about, chinuch? The pasuk says, Vayarek es chanichav. In the war of the four kings against the five kings, Avram Avinu took Eliezer and all of his chanichim, those who he had trained, those who he had taught. Chinuch. Says Rav Hirsch, the last piece. Siruf chanichav im vayarek megalas tamanu koshal Avram. Shesrachek ad ko mikol maga im acherim. Right? Rav Hirsch develops at length. Avram stayed away from other people. Avram built his family away from the community. Away, lech lecha me'aretzcha, alone. He refused to interact with any nations of the world. The four kings and the five kings, that war, was the first time Avram got involved in politics, was the first time Avram got involved in the world. Till this point, he built his family and his followers by himself, separate from the influences of everybody else. He was a ger. He was a wanderer, and he built separate. But this was the first time. Avram v'Sara lo da'agu la'atzmam. Ach hayu la'Avram shmona asar shlosh meos chanichem. He had 318 students. Hayu eli shlosh meos shmona esrei nifashos shechincham li'yudam bi'itzuma shel ha'hashchasa. He had to protect them from the influences of the Zeitgeist. It was for his children and his followers, he was alone. He could only raise them in the rarefied air away from all the bad influences of the world. And Rav Hirsch here is saying, if we want to raise our children, our kids at a young age, we have to have them at a young age away from the rest of the world, in separate educational institutions. Lo alsa biyadul chaneches Lot, he wasn't able to train Lot because Lot was not trained by him. Shekein hala ba'ilav ka'adam avugar. Lot only came to Avram already as an adult. Hachinuch maschil baleda. The training of the Jew begins at birth. Kal v'chomer advarim ba'avram shechineches b'nei beso liyud ha'ivri. Shekala olam me'ever echad v'hu me'ever echad. To be against the whole world. Ad ko hisrachik Avram mikom maga'im ha'olam ha'chitzoni. Until this point, Avram was separate. Mida'agal l'shilum chanichav. He cared about the perfection of his chanichim. Halalo ha'yu ad ko klulum b'mizgeres beso. They grew up in his house. Ach, ata. But now was a time of pikuach nefesh. Va'avram lo chashash l'sakana. Hu heirik es chanichav kiviyachal ira osam mibeso. Avram poured his children. Va'yarek es chanichav. He emptied his house. Yarek is milashon rake, empty. Va'yarek, he emptied his house. He poured them out from the protection and the safety of the cocoon of the yeshiva that he had grown them up, and he said, now it's time to fight a war. Umishivchas Avram, shalot v'anshi stom lagu, adkola b'didusa, chosha ata lahat salasa. Tumua, akrava shemein, chinoch has a relationship to the word chenek, strangulation. Wow. Ukvar matzanu kirva doma bein melech lebein malak, ein melech ela malak shenisrachich. Horas melech mibchina ruchnis misk horas malak mibchinas fezum umikanet. V'yicholam anachnu l'shash, yishach zdom ben chinuch l'bein chenek. There's a relation to the word of chinuch and strangulation. Wow. Kli ha'nishima v'hamazon, your neck, which is where you breathe and where you eat. Hav omer ha'kelim shel klal pilos ha'chayim maschilim besoch ha'tzavar, starts in the neck. Ha'chonek, someone who strangles you, that's how life ends. Karov l'kach, anak, za'akasa uma shel anechnak, a scream. Ulam kfar horas anak, a necklace. Hi rako umitiva yoser. Ha'anak hu takshid atzavar. It's the necklace. Hu makif satzavar umakshid eskal aguf. Ha'ma'anik m'chal kel sa'eved umaschal shenis l'nshom ulis pardes. It allows you to breathe. Ma'anik is with the gifts that you give a slave, it allows him to breathe again. Yes, our love, oneg, is related to this word also, oneg. Hargashas ha'ni'imus shel klal ha'chayim, feeling pleasantness in life. Kol ha'gavanim ha'elam, it's darfim b'musag chinuch. All of these ideas are connected to chinuch. Shenisrachek, it's a little softer than strangulation. V'kibal mashmaos ruchanis u'musaris. The word chinuch, hamechanech margil es ha'adam hatzair. The mechanech is margil es ha'adam hatzair. Lahagbil es kochosav ha'misorim l'chayim. You have to strangle a little bit your wild nature. You have to a little bit redirect. He's going to say in a second, not to strangle it, but you got to limit it and direct it. Direct the natural wild impulses and that you have. Hagbalazu drusha le'etzem yiudam. This limiting is required for you to find your ultimate life, your ultimate oneg, your ultimate necklace, your ultimate beauty. And the chanich learns to develop his strengths within this straitjacket. Hachinuch eno hachinuch enenu. It doesn't strangle you. Ela levush, it's like a garment that directs you. Levush ruchani, bo yanua ha'adam. It gives you room to move around a little bit. Im achinuch hu nachon, harehu b'chinus oneg. If the chinuch is right, it leads to oneg. Emes, yesh bo mishim hagbala l'kochos. Yes, chinuch requires a little bit of limiting, a little bit of boundaries. Ach, hu meniach lahem es amerchav haroi v'amaspik. Hashvel el ozer. Okay, anyway, he does a lot more length. But the point is, that the job of the Jew is to recognize his goal as a nation, as an individual, starting off separate with the chinuch of being different than people, but ultimately viewing the tremendous goal and purpose we have in life. I hope that we can live up to the ideals that Rav Hirsch sets for us as individuals and sets for us as a people. Even if the whole nation is going in a certain direction, we were stiff-necked, and we have a certain goal in life. May Hashem give us the wisdom and the ability to see that goal, to be that light, to live that life on the higher plane, to be tough and stiff-necked against what sometimes is the zeitgeist of the world, of the way the world is going, and to be that strong people wherever we are, even if we don't have the privilege to be in the land of Israel, wherever we are, to follow that calling. May we always have the strength to follow in that path. Yeah, I feel sorry for the idea that I'm in the last minute.